Bhikshu Fang Bian Sutra. One day the master wanted to wash the robe which he had inherited, but there was no clear stream nearby. He walked about 2 miles behind the temple, where he saw good energies revolving in a dense grove of trees. He shook his staff, stuck it in the ground, and a spring bubbled up and formed a pool. Commentary. The master walked about 2 miles behind the temple, where he found a luxurious grove filled with tall trees and good vibrations. People who have opened their 5 eyes and obtained the 6 spiritual powers can tell at a glance the geomantic properties of any particular piece of land. So, when the master planted his tin staff in the ground, the 9 metal rings which hung from the head of his staff echoed through the wood, and a spring gushed forth to form a clear, pure pool. The public washing stream is about 1/3 of a mile behind Nanhua Temple. Whether this present stream is the same source that was used during the 6 patriarchs' time is uncertain. Sutra. As he knelt to wash his robe on a rock, suddenly a monk came up and bowed before him, saying, "I am Fang Bian, a native of Sishu. A while ago, I was in India, where I visited the great master Bodhidharma. He told me to return to China immediately, saying, 'The orthodox Dharma I treasury and the Samgati robe which I inherited from Mahakashyapa has been transmitted to the 6th generation at Caosi, Xiaozhou. Go there and pay reverence.' Fang Bian has come from afar hoping to see the robe and bowl that his master transmitted. The master showed them to him and asked, 'Superior one, what work do you do?' 'I am good at sculpting,' he replied. Keeping a straight face, the master said, 'Then sculpt something for me to see.' Fang Bian was bewildered, but after several days he completed a lifelike image of the patriarch, 7 inches high, and wonderful in every detail. The master laughed and said, 'You only understand the nature of sculpture. You do not understand the nature of the Buddha.' Then the master stretched out his hand and rubbed the crown of Fang Bian's head, saying, 'You will forever be a field of blessings for gods and humans.' The master rewarded him with a robe, which Fang Bian divided into 3 parts. One he used to wrap the sculpture, one he kept for himself, and the 3rd he wrapped in palm leaves and buried in the ground, vowing, 'In the future, when this robe is found again, I will appear in the world to be abbot here and restore these buildings.'" Note: during the Song Dynasty, in the 8th year of the Jiayu reign period, 1063 AD, while Bhikshu Wei Xian was repairing the hall, he excavated the earth and found the robe which was like new. The image is at Gao Chuang Temple, and those who pray before it obtain a quick response. Commentary. Think about it. Bodhidharma had long since died in China, but Bhikshu Fang Bian met him in India. That is not surprising, however, because to this day no one knows exactly what happened to Bodhidharma. I will now tell you a true story. While I was living in Manchuria, I decided, for various reasons, to leave the home life and cultivate the way. The man I most respected was Wang Xiaozu, filial son Wang, When he was 28 years old, his mother died, and he practiced filial piety by sitting beside her grave. He built a small hut out of scrap lumber to protect himself from the bitter Manchurian cold and lived there for 3 years, according to the Confucian custom. When the first 3 years were up, he decided to stay for another 3 years. So, in all, he practiced for 6 years. During the second 3-year period, he did not speak, no matter who came. Every day he sat in his hut, meditating and reciting the Diamond Sutra. Toward the end of the 6th year, he had a daydream. In Qian and Guangling Mountains, he thought, there are cultivators who live for over 1,000 years. When I fulfill my filial obligations, I'll go there to cultivate. The following morning, during meditation, he heard a Dharma protector say, today, an important guest will visit you. He thought perhaps a great official was coming, and he waited until 10 o'clock when he saw a monk approaching wearing rag robes and carrying a bumble stick. Filial son Wang did not speak out loud, but in his mind he wondered, where is he from? The monk replied, I'm from Guangling Mountain. Filial son Wang then thought, what is his name? The monk told him his name and added, in the Ming Dynasty, I was a general, and later I left home to cultivate. We too have a karmic affinity for one another, and so when I heard that you wanted to go to Guangling Mountain, I felt I should advise you that the monks there cultivate solely for their own benefit. You, on the other hand, should cultivate for the good of all. After you have finished your act of filial piety, build a temple right here and spread the Buddha Dharma. Now, filial son Wang hadn't spoken to the monk, and yet the monk read the questions in his mind. That shows that the monk had the spiritual power of knowing others' thoughts and had obtained the 5 eyes and 6 spiritual penetrations. He said he was from the Ming Dynasty. Filial son Wang lived during the first years of the Republic, some 300 years later. So you see that Bodhidharma could easily have been seen in southern India several 100 years after his disappearance from China, that he met Fang Bian there and told him about the robe and bowl is a very ordinary matter, nothing strange at all. Bhikshu Fang Bian knew how to make Buddha images. He carved them in wood and modeled them in clay. The master very solemnly said to him, please sculpt an image for me to see. Caught off guard, Fang Bian just stood there in silence. But a few days later, he had finished making a true image of the patriarch. It looked just like the master. The nose, ears, eyes, all the features were exactly right. It was a perfect likeness right down to the finest detail. When the master saw the little statue of himself, he couldn't help but smile. Fang Bian, he said, you may know how to model clay, but you don't know the Buddha nature. In any case, you should leave home in every life, become a bhikshu, and act as a field of blessings for humans and gods.